Well, hello, guys. Hey, let's have a talk. Well, if you've got a few years under your belt, you kind of realize that certain animals and that have traits, don't they? You get to know them. Like, say, lions, deer, moose. Now, moose, all Canadians know up north that moose are quite angry animals. And they're very, very unpredictable. Of course, people have their traits too, don't they? And you get to know them over the years. Of course, pheromones have their traits, don't they? Yeah, you know, a lot of them can lie a bit, you know. Did you know that? Well, sorry, just not tell the truth. They can deceive very well. And of course, they're quite selfish and self-centered. And they can be quite vindictive, spiteful. And it's very hard for them to admit when they've done something wrong or made a mistake. And they seem to know everything about everything. Very sort of bossy. But above all, they are arrogant and entitled. Of course, I'm talking mostly about the Western European pheromones. Mostly the ones that you and me have to deal with. So knowing that to be the truth, and you'd have a hard time not knowing that's the truth, seeing all the evidence we've seen. Do you think that's a good idea to put that pheromone in a place of authority? When I'm talking about the police force, I've seen videos time and time again where there's a video of a pheromone police officer talking to a member of the public, and they actually escalate the situation because of the way they are talking to this person. The pheromone seems to escalate it until it gets a little bit out of control, when it really is just something very minor. And if there's male policemen there, they step in to gain control again, then generally diffuse the situation. But what would happen if the male policemen weren't there? You see, the police generally should calm the situation, not create one. Even myself, here in the UK, I've had a few times where I've had to interact with the police. Nothing of any serious. But when there's a pheromone police officer, she comes across as absolutely rude as hell and talks down to me. Whereas the male officer kind of talks level. In other words, the male can handle the authority a lot better than a pheromone can, because the authority kind of goes to her head. After all, a lot of pheromones are control freaks. And then give them some authority on top of that. You're creating a kind of a monster. Pheromones should always be accompanied by a male officer. Then think of it not only for the safety of the pheromone officer, but also for the safety of the public, like you and me. What do you think, guys? Let me know.